Hey, best friend. Long time no see. Yeah, I know. I saw you last week, but it feels like it's been forever. Can you blame a girl? Now, can I hug my best friend now? Yay! I love hugs. They can cure anything. It's true. Oh. So, how you been hanging? Oh, good. I'm glad to hear it. Me? Well, you know me, working, but I feel good. Oh yeah, I got your text from earlier. You seemed really urgent and stuff. Is there something you wanted to tell me? Yeah, sure, we can sit on the couch and talk about it. Lead the way. Getting comfy on your couch. Oh no, I don't want anything. Thank you. I'm not thirsty or anything, so I'm fine. I'm just more concerned about what you want to tell me. So, come on. Spill the beans on Desi. You know I'm your best friend. You can tell me anything, whether it's right or wrong. So come on, out with it. You're what? You're gay? You're gay. Oh. Oh, phew. For a minute there, I thought you were gonna tell me that you committed a murder or something. What? I'm serious. What? Why were you so nervous telling me that? You actually thought I was gonna judge you? Oh, come on, man. You know how much I'm an open-minded person. I wouldn't judge you, first off. And second of all, I'm bisexual. So, why would I judge you? Yes, you heard me right. I'm bisexual. I thought I told you. Well, now you know, so ta-da! I'm bi. Okay, look, on a serious note, even if I wasn't bi or anything like that, I don't care who you like. I mean, it shouldn't matter anyway. You can't help what you feel. And, you know, if you're gay, you're gay. That's how I see it. Everyone deserves love. Whether you're in a heterosexual relationship or in a same-sex relationship, it shouldn't matter. Yeah, totally. It shouldn't fucking matter, and you should be loud and proud about it. Well, I understand that you felt like you were ashamed. I should know by experience, honey. Of course. You actually didn't think when I first found out I was bi? You didn't think I was ashamed about it? Dude, I felt like there was something wrong with me at that time. I first discovered I was bi when I was 14 in middle school. It's true. How do I deal with it? Well, not gonna lie. At first, I didn't know how. Because, you know, at the time, when you're in middle school, you know, whenever someone gets judged automatically, you take that shit to heart. Because, you know, kids will be kids and pick on people that don't understand, you know, what other people actually have fucking feelings, and they don't seem to care. But, you know, like I said, it shouldn't fucking, like, matter what anyone thinks. Like, I'll tell you a little story. Well, when I first discovered I was bi, I was so confused. I was in California, but then I moved to Texas for family problems, but I'll get to that another time. But when I went to Texas, you know, I was just discovering, you know, I was boy crazy. But then I started to realize I was liking girls as well. Yeah. Like, often at times at PE, I would look at boys, but I often caught myself looking at a girl. I never knew why. I always thought just, you know, okay. But never like, you know, other girls are like, why are you staring at her? Why are you looking at her like that, whatever. Which I never really thought about it. It just, to me, was natural. But later on, I started having feelings. Like this one girl I was friends with. She was confused just as me, but I didn't tell her. Because I thought, you know, it was weird. And I thought, you know, why do I feel this way? I know you feel that way too, but I never, you know, really, you know, thought about it. And then, one day, me and her, we were talking about our feelings, and then one thing led to another, and we ended up kissing in the girl's bathroom. I guess that's how we became girlfriends. And then later on, I was dating her for like 3 months. And I guess the third month, people were already realizing about our relationship. And, you know, kids will be kids, like I said. And they started to judge us right away. You know, the typical faggots, dykes, queers, in the hallways. And I always thought, like, you know, why is this so wrong? Why should I feel wrong, even though this feels so right? But you know, when you're a kid, you automatically take those other people's judgments to heart. I mean, they did other things to us, like, you know, throwing paper balls at us, you know, mess with us in the playground. Yeah, in middle school we had a playground, which was really weird, but whatever. Anyway, and then they would, like, put papers and, you know, put tape on the back of our, you know, backs and stuff, and put fag and, you know, stupid shit like that. And then one day, I was doing a history presentation. I was in front of the class, and then one of the kids, you know, spit a paper ball on my face and just straight up called me a faggot and I should burn in hell and that nobody likes me and, you know, all those horrible, horrible things. But that didn't stop there. After that incident happened, I went to the girls' bathroom in PE, and these girls just gang up on me and was saying, like, "You're a fucking faggot. We don't like fags in our school." And you know what they did? They pushed me up against the wall. And they were beating me up. Can you believe that? It was four girls. One girl had the other arm, and the other girl had my other arm to hold me down, I guess, from against the wall. And this girl was punching my stomach. And I just kept crying. And the other girl that was there, the fourth girl, she was, you know, being an instigator, saying faggots belong in hell and all that stuff. I'm sorry. It was so hard. They were so cruel. And you know what? After that happened to me, you know what I did? I broke up with that girl. I told her I didn't want any more of this bullshit. So I broke it off. They left us alone for a while, but they still kept picking on me. Can you believe that? I regretted doing that, but I felt like that was my only way out. You know, they hurt me so bad. I didn't go back to school for a week. A week. Because they hurt me. And you know what's the saddest part? I felt like I couldn't even tell my mom. You know what I told her? When she saw all those bruises on my stomach and my arms, you know what I told her? That these kids just jumped on me. And they said, "Why?" She said, "Why?" And I told her, "I don't know why." I couldn't tell her straight out, like, "Oh, because I was dating a girl." so horrible, horrible, horrible people. It was so messed up. But you know what? After that incident, I promised myself I shouldn't give anyone attention. I should give zero attention. Which I did. I eventually did. And it just, it got so bad from there, even though I kept pushing myself to be strong and telling myself, don't give them that attention. Don't give them that attention. So eventually, I don't know what happened. My mom, I guess we moved back to Cali. So I felt like I was free. Free to be myself. Luckily, when I came back to Cali, you know, for a long time I felt ashamed. But then when I went back to Cali and back to school, I went to a club. I'll never forget that day. They had a club called the Straight Gay Alliance. And for once in my life, I felt I could be myself. And I felt accepted. I did. So don't you ever, ever think I will ever judge you. I would never, ever judge you. You're my best friend. And I'm so happy you got to be able to tell me this. And I truly accept you for who you are. I'm just so happy that you share this with me. Yes, I need a hug. I got to find myself and discover myself that it's okay to be yourself no matter what. Yeah. So don't you ever feel that way. Okay? And if people tell you otherwise, fuck them. Be proud and be loud. Because there are people out there that are going to accept you. Just let the other people that don't accept you, don't let them cave into you. Give them zero attention. That's all you gotta do. Okay? Now that you told me, let's go out. Let's do something. Fuck it, let's go to a gay bar. Come on, let's go.